measures today.
The president blasted the Supreme Court's recent decision, striking down a 50-year-old ruling guaranteeing women a constitutional right to an abortion.
This was not a decision driven by the Constitution. And despite what those justices of the majority said, this was not a decision driven by history.
Opinion polls indicate the majority of Americans agree with the president on this. A respected Pew poll indicating 62% insists that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. Despite this, at least 9 states have banned abortion, with more than a dozen states expected to do so in coming weeks. Flanked by his vice president and the Secretary of Health, President Biden insisted that it was up to Congress to pass legislation restoring Roe v. Wade, and this in turn would need people to vote for pro-choice candidates in the November elections.
The challenge is, go out and vote. Well, for God's sake, there's an election in November. Vote, 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 vote. Consider the challenge accepted, court.
The president then signed an executive order aimed at lessening the impact of the court's decision on American women. It instructs the Justice Department to ensure the safety of abortion patients and providers, including setting up mobile clinics near the borders of states restricting abortion access. Another part of the order directs the health secretary to investigate how to protect the supplies of medication and increase public awareness around reproductive rights. The president has also directed that access to emergency contraception and IUDs be expanded by the federal government. This a direct response to what he characterizes as a threat by a Supreme Court justice. In his concurring judgment 2 weeks ago, Justice Clarence Thomas suggested that the court should reconsider the constitutional right to contraception, even among married couples. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.